Aging Today is made possible in part by FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy and the Claude Pepper Center, researching the challenges and possibilities of an aging society.
I'm Lori Gonzalez, research faculty at the Claude Pepper Center, and this week's Aging Today question is, how are nursing homes rated? All Medicare and Medicaid certified nursing homes in the United States receive ratings from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, ranging from 1 to 5 stars. These ratings are based on the nursing home's health inspections, staffing levels, and quality of care. The health inspection rating takes into account the number and severity of deficiencies revealed in the inspections, as well as the findings from complaint investigations. The staffing rating uses information about the number of hours of care provided, on average, to each resident each day. Quality of care is mainly determined by the percentage of residents having negative outcomes, like falls, pressure ulcers, or hospitalizations. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services regularly publish summaries of nursing homes in America. They use data from the nearly 16,000 certified nursing homes to compare ratings across types of facilities. In addition to these summaries, each certified nursing home's ratings are available on the web, helping older adults and their family members compare facilities in their area.
Aging Today is a service of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, the Claude Pepper Center, and WFSU. Content provided is the opinion of the sponsors and not of WFSU.